small rural town of Kimber on the South Australian Eyre Peninsula is known as the halfway point between the east and west coasts of Australia. It's also home to the Big Galah, a 7-metre-tall statue of the bird. But Kimber could also become home to Australia's first long-term nuclear waste storage facility, which would create jobs and attract millions in government money. The town's voted on it. The result will be known later today, but the prospect of housing a radiation dump has turned friends and even some families against each other. Rhett Burney reports.
Jeff Baldock knows this land like the back of his hand. The third generation grain and livestock farmer in Kimber on South Australia's Eyre Peninsula has lived a relatively quiet life, but his decision to offer up part of his 7,000 hectare property for Australia's first proposed nuclear waste facility has seen him become one of the most polarising figures in this small town.
We're just going into the proposed Nepeandy site here out on Tyler Road.
What makes it safe, in your opinion, for a nuclear waste facility?
I don't think it mattered where it was, it would be safe for a radioactive facility, but they've been and done some drilling and stuff like that to see what's underneath. No issue with that.
Three properties, including Jeff Baldock's and another in Kimber, and one at Hawker in the nearby Flinders Ranges, have been shortlisted for the facility that will store medical radiation waste, such as gowns, gloves and instruments. The federal government began the hunt in 2015, offering to pay up to four times the property value and promising jobs and improved infrastructure for the town that was awarded the contract. Jeff Baldock says four stores have closed in Kimber in the past 12 months.
The income streams to our town and the jobs and the facilities that would come with this, I guess it's more about our grandkids and their kids, generations to come, where hopefully they'll still have a thriving town.
But not everyone in this town of just over 800 people agrees. Barry Wakelin is the former federal Liberal member for the region. Like Jeff Baldock, he and his family have been growing grain here for generations. He's against the proposal, which he blames for driving a deep divide through families and friends.
I believe it'll take years and years for the community to settle down and get back on anything like it, an even keel. Already people are leaving the district. Not many, but some. We won't know for probably a decade what the actual impact would be.
And he's angry at the political party he served for 15 years with how it's gone about consulting the community.
They should never, ever, never, ever just use government money, the taxpayers' money, $30-odd million of it, $40 million of it, to say to the community, well, if you vote for this, you'll get $40 million. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Do you think that's a form of bribery?
It's a word that, it's a strong word, but yes, I believe it is that form of bribery. If I did it as a citizen to win someone's vote, and of course I'm a former MP, I'd be facing criminal charges.
Today, the results of a non-compulsory ballot on whether or not Kimber should be home to a nuclear waste dump are being counted at the Australian Electoral Commission's Adelaide office. Kimber Mayor Dean Johnson concedes the past 4 years have been tough.
It's been incredibly difficult. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. But I'm really proud of our community and I'm proud of how committed they've been through this and how they have engaged in the consultation.
The outcome of the vote for Kimber is expected to be announced later today. A similar ballot will open in Hawker on Monday.
Rep Burney reporting there from Kimber on South Australia's Eyre Peninsula.